Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, friends? JB Barry here at Fantasy Coach JB over on Twitter, back with your DFS Flash Podcast, Playoff Edition. We had a great regular season here, and we started the playoffs hot last week with Pat Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Devin Singletary, and even a dart throw on Zay Jones. If you're new to the show, the DFS Flash is a quick show. It's only about 15 to 20 minutes long, and I lay out some of my favorite options to target at each position for the DFS main slate. For the playoffs, I'll give you my plays for the full slate, all four games this week. I go position by position, giving you my favorite pay up and pay down options at each position, and I'll also be giving you some dart throw options, and that'll help you build out your winning DFS lineup over on DraftKings. Hopefully you've been following along with the winners we've been putting out on the DFS Flash, and you've built up a nice bankroll with me. So let's keep winning in the playoffs, let's build this lineup, and let's make some money. At quarterback this week, my pay-up option is going to be Josh Allen at 7,600. The highest price options on the slate this week are in the same game, Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes. Both of these quarterbacks had big games last week, and now they square off against each other in what's expected to be a high-scoring shootout. Although Allen's $300 more expensive than Mahomes this week, I believe he's worth it with his dual threat ability and with the better matchup. Buffalo has the number one ranked passing defense in the league, and they have a better secondary than Kansas City, making the matchup tougher for Mahomes than it is for Allen. Allen's already shown he can be successful against the KC defense also. When they played in week 5, Allen put up nearly 40 fantasy points, throwing for over 300 yards and 3 passing touchdowns, while he also added a touchdown on the ground as well. Allen's coming off a 5-touchdown performance last week, and he's going to look to slay the dragon once again in his quest for the Super Bowl. At a $7,600 salary, getting the 23 points would give us a 3x return on investment, and Allen averages nearly 27. He's put up over 23 fantasy points in 5 of his last 6 games, and he should be able to do it again this week. My pay-down option at quarterback, it's going to be Joe Burrow at 6,600. Burrow didn't have to do much last week in a game that Cincinnati controlled most of the way. He threw a couple of early touchdowns, and then they pretty much put it in cruise control. Going up against the number one seed Tennessee team on the road, Burrow's going to have to do more this week to keep their playoff run going. The matchup against Tennessee is favorable for Burrow, too. They're the 25th ranked passing defense, and they're the number 2 ranked rushing defense. So Cincinnati's going to have to do their damage through the air. Burrow has a nice stable of weapons in the passing game, with Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, even C.J. Uzoma at tight end, and Joe Mixon out of the backfield. With all those options at his disposal, Burrow should be able to take advantage of the Tennessee secondary and throw for multiple touchdowns this week. At a $6,600 salary, getting a 2.5x return on our investment would only be 16.5 fantasy points. Burrow averages 21.5 fantasy points on the season, and all he would need is 20 this week to return us over 3x his value. Burrow's gotten over that number in 4 of his last 6 games. My dart throw quarterback, I guess it's Ryan Tannehill at 5,800. I won't be paying all the way down for Jimmy G, and I probably wouldn't go below Burrow or maybe Matt Stafford, but if you need a guy under the $6,000 salary, it would have to be Tannehill. Tannehill has a good matchup against Cincinnati's 27th ranked passing defense, and he has the ability to do some damage with his legs as well, which is always nice for fantasy. At only 5,800, getting to 14.5 fantasy points would get you to a 2.5x return on your investment, and 17.5 points would get you over a 3x return. Tannehill averages 17.2 points, but he's only scored over 20 points 4x this whole season. He doesn't offer you much upside, but he could be a stable floor dart throw option if you're feeling frisky. At running back this week, my pay-up option is going to be Derrick Henry at 7,500. I don't really love any of the pay-up options at running back this week. Henry, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon, those are the most expensive guys, but I have hesitations with all three of them. I talked about Cincinnati having to pass to win this game, and although Mixon should be involved as a pass catcher, I just don't think there's going to be enough there for him to pay off his salary. Jones gets a tough matchup against a good run defense, and he also has A.J. Dillon behind him, who's come on as a strong ground weapon for Green Bay down the stretch, and he could vulture Jones. Derrick Henry is arguably the best back in the league. He hasn't played since week 8, so there could be a rust factor there. But Henry looks to be ready to go, and the late week practices will be telling to figure out what kind of workload he's going to have. I do believe if he goes, he's going to get the bulk of the work, but it's still a risk with the unknown. I'd use Henry out of the three for the highest upside, but in my lineups, I'll probably pay down a bit at running back. So my pay down option, it's going to be Devin Singletary at 5,900. Devin Singletary was the guy we used in this spot last week, and he paid off for us big time. Singletary carried the ball 16 times for 81 yards, and he scored 2 touchdowns for a 24.4 fantasy point performance. Singletary has truly emerged as the lead back in Buffalo, and he's been playing really well down the stretch. He's coming off 3 straight solid performances where he put up over 24 fantasy points in each game, and he has 6 touchdowns in those games. Over his last 3 games, Singletary's averaging over 25 fantasy points, and at a $5,900 salary on DraftKings, if Singletary gets to just 18 points this week, which he's done the last 4 weeks, he'd give us a 3 times return on investment. He's a solid value on this slate. I'll give you a bonus, because the other pay down option I like is Elijah Mitchell at 5,800. San Fran likes to try to slow the game down and chew clock with their running game. Mitchell's the lead back, but people may shy away from him since Debo Samuel's been taking some of the backfield touches and even taking some of the rushing scores away from Mitchell. That said, there's still plenty of rushing volume to go around, and Mitchell's been getting the volume. He has over 20 rushing attempts in each of his last 6 games he's played, and over the last 3 games, he's averaging 24 touches and over 100 yards from scrimmage. Mitchell's only going to need to get to 17.4 fantasy points for a 3 times return on investment, and he's done that in 3 of his last 5 games. My dart throw running back, it'll be Keyshawn Vaughn at 4,700. Now, Leonard Fournette and Gio Bernard were both designated to return from the IR last week, but only Bernard made it back. That left Keyshawn Vaughn still in the mix for Tampa, and he split the backfield work with Bernard. Bernard got most of the attention, but the backfield was truly split, and Vaughn had 19 touches for 62 yards and paid off with a touchdown. Keep an eye on the practice reports late in the week to see how Fournette's trending. Ronald Jones is looking doubtful to play this week again, so if Fournette's still unable to go, Vaughn could be a good dart throw option. He scored a touchdown and has put up at least 12 fantasy points in 3 of his last 4 games while Fournette's been out. If Fournette misses this game, Vaughn should be able to pay off as a dart throw running back with a good chance of finding the end zone once again. Now, friends, before we get into wide receivers, the NFL playoffs are here, and our partners at DraftKings Sportsbook have their best offer yet for new users. Now, for the first time, users can make a $5 moneyline bet on any team, and if that team wins, you win an automatic $280 in free bets thanks to our partners at DraftKings. That's right, one $5 moneyline bet, and if it hits, you win $280 in free cash. Here's how it works. Click the link in the show description, sign up for a new account with DraftKings Sportsbook, and make your first deposit. Make a $5 bet on any team, and if your team wins, you get an automatic $280 thanks to our friends at DraftKings. It's the best offer going in sports betting, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537 in Illinois. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. Or call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 21 and over, 18 and over in Wyoming. Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. Minimum $5 deposit, minimum $5 wager. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. All right, let's get over to wide receiver. My pay-up option at wide receiver, it's going to be Cooper Kupp at 8,600. With the values we could find at running back and even at quarterback this week, you could probably afford to spend up for the number one fantasy wide receiver, Cooper Kupp. Kupp's the most expensive player on the slate this weekend, and justifiably so. Kupp averages over 27 fantasy points per game, and he's truly emerged as one of the best receivers in football. Kupp has 17 touchdowns on the season, and he's only failed to score once in his past seven games. Even in a game last week where he played more of a decoy role, he still found the end zone, and he had 17 fantasy points. He has at least 90 yards receiving in every game this season that wasn't against Arizona, and he's gone over 100 yards in 11 of his 18 games. Tampa slot corner Sean Murphy Bunting's also dealing with a hamstring injury, and even if he plays this week, he may not be at 100%. He's played well in the slot, but even healthy, he's no match for Cooper Kupp. Tampa likes to bring a safety down into the box as well to help stop the run, so the slot corner is not going to have much help against Kupp, especially with Odell Beckham showing he could still be a threat on the outside as well. This matchup's a good one for Kupp, and he should get plenty of volume this week to pay off even at the high salary. Even at an $8,600 salary, he only needs 21.5 points to get a 2.5 times return on investment, and getting over a 3 times return on investment would be 26. Now, 26 is a lot of points, but Kupp averages more than that, and he's gone over that number in 4 of his last 7 games. My pay down option? It's going to be T. Higgins at 5,700. If you're going to use Joe Burrow at quarterback, you could really pair him with any of his receivers, but you can get a nice discount pairing with T. Higgins at only 5,700. You're getting the discount on Higgins because he's really slowed down lately, and he's now almost a boom or bust option. In his last 4 games, Higgins has scored less than 10 fantasy points in 3 of them. But the other game, he had 12 receptions for 194 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he put up over 46 fantasy points. The ceiling's incredible for Higgins, as we've seen. Everyone knows that Cincinnati's going to have to throw in this game, and everyone also knows how much he loves Ja'Marr Chase. That means Mike Vrabel and Tennessee know that also. If they choose to double-team Chase or shadow Chase to try to take him away, Higgins is going to be the one who benefits from that, and the targets could come his way instead. The floor's low like we saw last week, but with that huge ceiling, Higgins could be a nice contrarian high upside option for tournament lineups. At only 5,700, he only needs to get just over 17 points to get us a 3 times return on investment, and he'd need just over 14 for a 2.5 times return. If the defense keys in on Chase and more targets go Higgins' way, he could certainly pay off for us in our lineups. My dart throw wide receiver, it's going to be Byron Pringle at 4,200. We used Zay Jones here last week at this same salary, and he paid off for us with a touchdown. Byron Pringle's a guy who could do the same for us this week. We've seen Pat Mahomes look his way more often down the stretch, and he's kind of emerging as the number 2 wide receiver behind Tyreek Hill in this offense. Over Kansas City's last 4 games, Pringle's seen at least 7 targets in 3 of the 4. He has 19 catches in that span and 4 touchdowns. We all know what happens with Pringles, right? Once you pop, you can't stop. This game looks to have all the makings of a shootout, and Mahomes is going to have to put up points. The running game's spotty, and defenses obviously know they have to key in on Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in the passing game. Pringle gets to benefit from that, getting single coverage and often getting overlooked by defenses. At a $4,200 salary, we don't need much from him. We only need 10.5 points for a 2.5 times return on our dart throw. And with the volume Pringle's been seeing, he could very well get there for us, as he has in 3 of his last 4 games. At tight end this week, my pay-up option is going to be Rob Gronkowski at 5,800. We know the Tampa receiving core is a shallow group now since Chris Godwin got hurt in week 15. So with the thin position group, Tom Brady's relied even more on his longtime buddy Gronk. Gronk has seen double-digit targets in 3 of his last 5 games, and he's over 100 receiving yards in 2 of his last 3 games. He's put up over 14 fantasy points in each of his last 3 games. If I can afford to pay up at tight end this week, I'd be looking at Gronk with his solid workload and his role in this offense. A 3 times return on investment with his $5,800 salary, it's about 17.5 points. And a 2.5 times return would be just 14.5 points. Gronk has gone over 14 in each of his last three games, like I said, and he averages 14.9 points per game on the season. If he continues to see that nice target volume this week and he scores a touchdown like he did last week, he'd get us to where we need. My pay down and also a dart throw option at tight end, it's going to be Anthony Firkser at 3,100. Firkser had a quiet season this year, but over his past couple games, he's looked to be a weapon that Ryan Tannehill's trusting in the red zone. At tight end, especially as a dart throw, we're just kind of looking for a guy who has the opportunity to score a touchdown. Over Tennessee's last two games, Firkser's seen seven targets and caught all seven of them, and he scored a touchdown in each game. Cincinnati has the 27th-ranked passing defense, and they rank 26th in the league against the tight end position. With his recent usage and a favorable matchup, Firkser's a nice tournament dart throw option. At only $3,100 on DraftKings, a 2.5 times return would be less than 8 points, and a 3 times return would be just over 9. Firkser scored double-digit points in back-to-back games to close out the regular season. So as a pay-down dart throw tight end, we'll be hoping Firkser can get back in the end zone this week to pay off for us in our lineups. On defense this week, every defense is within $700 of each other, so there's no huge salary advantage or disadvantage. My favorite defense to use this week would probably be Los Angeles at 3,000. Los Angeles has a defense filled with superstars. Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey, Leonard Floyd, the list goes on. They faced the GOAT Tom Brady this week, but the Tampa offensive line's beat up. Two of their best offensive linemen, Tristan Wirfs and Ryan Jensen, got injured last week, and they're questionable to play in this game. Los Angeles is great at getting to the quarterback. They got 52 sacks in the season to go with their 21 interceptions. They have 20 sacks in their last 6 games. And if Tampa has to play backups on the offensive line, they could continue to add to that total and put up a solid fantasy performance. That's going to wrap it up for our DFS Flash Divisional Round Edition, friends. Thanks for tuning into the DFS Flash podcast here at Aaron Torres Media. We'll be here doing these playoff DFS shows all throughout the playoffs, so please make sure you hit that subscribe button over on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss out. Also, make sure you keep your eyes on AaronTorresOnline.com. That's where you can find all the podcasts and articles that myself and all my awesome teammates are putting out on a regular basis. We cover all the sports over there, professional, college, and we have some really great analysts, so make sure you check it out. You can follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB. And hit me up with any questions you might have. I love helping you guys win. I'll catch you all right back here next week. But before that, friends, I'll see you in the winner's circle.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.